Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for I Am Mother, which is a movie on Netflix. It's a science fiction movie, and it's directed by Grant Spitori, and it's written by Michael Lloyd Green and Grant Spitori, and it stars Rose Byrne, Clara Rugard, and Hilary Swank.
And Hilary Swank is kind of interesting. She's got two Oscars, but either she just picks crappy roles or she needs a new agent. Desperately.
The synopsis is a teenage girl is raised by a kindly robot named Mother. Kind of given some vague exposition. It's just given in the lines of being typed on screen, but it shows that there's not any human life. You see a robot that's recharging. Eventually, the robot wakes up and it grabs an embryo from a chamber, essentially incubates the child, births the child, raises the child. Child becomes a teenager, maybe 16 to 18. The whole relationship is that the robot is the mother, child is the daughter. So there's not too many characters in the movie. It is just them, maybe for the first 20 minutes. If you've seen something, maybe like 10 Cloverfield Lane, like Passengers.
It's more like Passengers.
Yeah, that's it kind of reminded me of that. Get a little bit more information about the world. And that's when Hilary Swank's character comes in. So we'll just leave it at that. And Keith, what did you think of I Am Mother?
It took a minute for it to pick up and become worth watching. In the beginning, I was just kind of like, I've seen this before. It's end of the world, raising a child and stuff. It kept my attention for the most part. Once Hilary Swank's character came into play, I was just like, oh, no, no, no. People doing dumb stuff to move the plot forward. I wasn't feeling it. I'm not sure what point it was that it just started switching up, but it took a left turn, and that's when it got real intriguing.
Maybe at the point that you're talking about, that turn, that's when I became very disinterested in this movie. The first maybe 45 minutes was really good. It is 10 Cloverfield Lane. It is Passengers. It is maybe that episode of Star Trek when Captain Picard was kidnapped by one of those aliens and the alien was playing a female or something and wouldn't let him out of the shuttlecraft. Hey, who is telling the truth? What is manipulation? Like that a lot. But once they got out of the shelter that they were in,
put it this way, once she picked a side and saw that that side wasn't what you expected, that's when it kind of got disappointed. And this is where it was kind of a waste of Hilary Swank's abilities. It feels like there was more to that whole dynamic, who's telling the truth, that tug of war between Mother and Hilary Swank's character.
Here's a different take on Stockholm Syndrome. So you have somebody that's been conditioned to understand that this person is the only dependency you should have, and then someone shakes it up. It just felt like actually it was too long, because at some point I thought a certain character was the same person, that maybe this is a time travel movie.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
I think that might have been better. Daughter picked a side. That's when the movie became not a good movie. And I think with Hilary Swank, she does an okay job, at least early on. But as you said, kind of as the story goes along, it starts to fumble a little bit. Things just aren't well explained. All right, so let's just go ahead and spoil the ending. Sure. So,
two things happen. That one is that the girl, twice she's led to the airlock. She's led to the airlock during a power outage. When she's led to the airlock for the power outage to get her curiosity up, she ends up going back to the airlock again. She hears the banging on the door, so she knows where it's at. So she ends up going there to the airlock. That's one event. The second event that occurred kind of segues into the ending of the movie is what you said. Mother was kind of picking up on certain things, and they were working, manipulating things behind her back. When she came back to the thing after realizing that Hilary Swank's character lied to her, there was nobody else, it was just the two of them, she goes back. Mother explains and breaks down that she's the entire AI. She killed all the humans and destroyed pretty much the whole surface and is now repopulating it strictly for these 63,000 embryos to be better humans. The end game here is that Mother knew everything. Daughter finding out about the other child. And basically the other children were failing. The other children all failed the various tests. tests that she was going through were tests on compassion, all the human traits, all the best of the human traits that were out there, resourcefulness, compassion, intelligence. It wasn't strictly just about how smart she was. It was about whether or not she was a good person or not. The final test was Hilary Swank's character. Her character was a test.
Okay. All right.
Which is why at the very end, she was like, I don't need you anymore.
I was totally confused. Did not understand this. I understood about Mother eliminating all the human life on Earth. Essentially, the Terminators. That's what it gets into, that whole series of robots. And I understood about the point that Hilary Swank and Clara Rugard left the safe house. Why is there corn? Why is there life when life was supposed to be gone? I understood that. And what I didn't understand was like the very end where Mother comes in a different body to Hilary Swank. And it was like, can you tell me about your mother? Where is this going? I mean, now that you explained it, I guess she's going to show her how to be a human.
Oh, no. Hilary Swank got killed.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
Yeah, she walked in and said, well, the line was something to the effect of, did you ever wonder why it was that out of all those people that survived, you're the only one that lived? It's almost as if you had a purpose.
Maybe one that she allowed her to live and then sent her out into the world at some point, wiped her memories or something. That would make sense.
Apparently, she's been monitoring all their asses. And I mean, because at the end, you saw that she was a pretty selfish and she was a very
manipulative, controlling,
controlling person. None of that. There was a lot of religious artifacts and stuff. So made a sort of sense that Mother would want to get rid of those things. Because, I mean, real world circumstances, religions cause a lot of artifacts.
Yeah, religion and politics causes a lot of problems in the world.
So she was the old thing. So basically, she was a test, walked in, closed the door, and killed her ass. She's gone. Daughter's in a bunk. They're going to go out, and the world is going to be a big reset, a big do-over for
them. Did you feel, at least when they were doing the embryo stuff, that this was Prometheus?
I got a Prometheus vibe from that.
Yeah. But I will say that the movie looks really good. Kind of what you would expect a modern science fiction movie to be, is very clean cinematography standpoint. It seems a little amateurish at times. If they were stills, it would be fine. But as it continues, it looks like somebody's project. A little too indie. I think that's what I'm trying to get to.
It reminded me of how Denis Villeneuve makes his movies.
Yes. Yeah, it felt like that. And also felt a little bit of Christopher Nolan.
His Interstellar.
Yeah, it's like a little empty, but there's something to the story.
The landscapes and the scenery itself tells its own story. Structure looked like it held multiple people, but at the same time, it looked like it would hold multiple kids. It was claustrophobic, and at the same time, it was a whole world, just them in it.
All right, so Keith, what score would you give I Am Mother?
I might give it another view, so I give it like a 6.5. That was a good-looking film. It's been done before.
Passengers did this much better.
Like the idea of a benevolent AI for once. Getting a little sick and tired of the evil artificial intelligence.
What the heck is that? iRobot?
It's not going to work like that. Give a toaster an artificial intelligence, try to be the best toaster it can possibly be, and then that's it. It's not going to try to kill you because it's tired of making toast. Crying out. I mean, it's just like... It makes no sense. Like, you know, I want to save humanity by killing them all and then resetting it. That's just dumb.
This robot is just morally ambiguous. You have the mother-daughter dynamic. Well, I'm doing this to save humanity. I was here to serve humanity, and I decided humanity was terrible. So I said, let's do a restart, which seems a little different. But I'm going to give it a 5. It looks really nice. Maybe last 40 minutes of the movie, like when they start putting all the pieces together and who should trust who. And I knew that Hilary Swank's character was not as truthful as she should have been, because essentially she was the only other human on Earth, one of three at that point. Story could have been a lot better. Underwhelming for the last 40 minutes or so. It could have been shorter. I mean, it could have been an hour and a half, and it could have been something out of the Twilight Zone.
For once, I'd like to see a movie from the AI's perspective. He liked to make the robots evil because you can kill them all and, like, you know, without feeling any remorse and keep it PG, but it's the same old thing.
But, all right. That's the Beast Game Podcast.
That is the Beast Game Podcast.